When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Brazen scams that have become all the more sophisticated and everyone's at risk.
Oh, look, I felt sick as soon as I realised that I'd handed my details over. I felt foolish.
68-year-old Ian Henschke is the Chief Advocate for National Seniors Australia. The role includes raising awareness about the risk of scams, so he didn't think he himself would fall prey to scammers and the increasing sophistication of their techniques. But that's what happened 2 weeks ago. In the process of changing internet providers and also his credit card, he got an email saying his credit card details were incorrect and he was in the process of providing his personal information when he saw a typo on the letterhead. He acted quickly enough that he avoided losing any money, but it was a near thing.
Then I realised I've got to act immediately, so I was able to cut up that credit card within 20 minutes of those details going out. But I'm still getting odd emails, so I think somehow or other they've got into my system now and we've got to make sure that we clean them out. Look, this is such a huge problem.
People aged 65 and over made the most reports to ScamWatch last year, as well as reporting the highest losses. More than 500,000 scam reports were received last year, totaling a staggering $3.1 billion in losses. That's an 80% increase compared to the year before. The most common type of scams were related to investments, accounting for financial losses of $1.5 billion. Other types of scams in the list of top five relate to remote access, payment redirection, romance, and also stealing data through malware sent through emails or text messages. Katrina Lowe was the Deputy Chair of the Competition Regulator, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC. She says the last 12 months has also seen a huge rise in the amount of money people are losing to scammers.
We've seen an increase in average losses as well, up 50% to around $20,000. That is a life-changing amount of money for people to lose. And it's, of course, not just financial losses that we're talking about. There is emotional devastation that goes along with this too.
The ACCC is calling for a coordinated response across government, regulators, industry, and law enforcement agencies. Federal Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones says the federal government is concerned about the scale of the losses and is investing more funds to help establish a centre to coordinate efforts to stop scams before they even reach Australians.
The losses are big, the stakes are big, and we have to lift our game. It's why, as a federal government, we've made it a priority. It's why we're lifting resources for the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission to establish a new anti-scam centre. But it's also why we're looking at ways to cut off the avenues that scammers are using to attack customers. We're already put in place SMS filtering technologies to put obligations on phone companies to ensure that they're filtering some of these damaging SMSs. We want to be able to extend those sorts of capacities, and over the course of the year we're exploring what more can be done in this area.
The top contact method used by scammers last year was text message, accounting for 33% of reports. Phone came in second, then email. While internet and social networks each accounted for 6% of reports. The ACCC says there are simple things consumers can do to help protect themselves, such as not clicking on links in text messages, taking their time to question the validity of a call or message, and quickly notifying their bank if something feels wrong. Ms. Lowe says it's that action of pausing that can make all the difference.
We also ask consumers to remember three words: stop, think, protect. So stop before you give out the personal information, before you transfer money. Think, could this be a scam? And protect. If something feels wrong after you've made a transaction, call your bank as soon as possible and report the matter to ScamWatch.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.